Good morning. Let's do it again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very good. Very good. Now I can see you guys are awake. How many of you like being on a boat or on a cruise or have been on a cruise? You know. You? You want to go on a ferry? Oh, I don't like the ferry. Have you been on a boat? Any type of boat? You want to go see a ship? Okay. Okay. Well, this story is about a man in the Bible called Jonah. Who knows Jonah? Yes. Many years ago, God told Jonah to go to the city of what city? Who knows the city? You're close. Nineveh. Yes. However you want to say it, it's good. See, Nineveh. See. God told him to go to Nineveh. Why?
Because God wants him to talk to the bad people.
Very good. He wanted Jonah to talk to those bad people because they're being bad, doing bad things, saying bad stuff. So what did Jonah do? I want you guys to help me. What did Jonah do? Yes. Yes, he ran. He bought a ticket to a boat to go to the country that was going where? The Shardis? What is it called? Shardis?
Egypt.
Somewhere. It was going somewhere. Yes. Yes. And so he got into the boat. The boat took off. And he went downstairs and he went to go take a nap like anybody else would take. He's not even worried about what God told him. He went into that boat and he went to go sleep. And then what happened? A big storm. Very good. Jesus sent a storm. So he sent rain, thunder, lightning, the rough seas. How does a boat shake when you're in a boat and the sea is rough? Like that, right? Yes. And did you think Jonah woke up?
No.
Jonah didn't wake up. He was still sleeping downstairs. He's not worried. Then the men on the boat started to pray to their God. They're praying, what's going on? Please help us. Please don't let us die. And Jonah is sleeping. Then one of the men said, you know what? Go get that man downstairs. Why isn't he praying? So they went to go look for him, and they told him, why aren't you praying? They took him upstairs, and they're asking, why aren't you praying? And he said, well, I mean, I'm sleepy, you know. Well, he said, I think this is my fault because I was supposed to do something God told me to do, and I didn't do it. I instead ran away. So I guess you guys have to throw me overboard. I know. They're going to throw him over the boat. And what's in the water on the middle of the sea? Well, we don't know what it is, but it was a big fish. Oh, okay, good. Yes, they throw him overboard, and then the big whale swallowed him. And how many days and nights was he in that? On the belly of a fish, how much? 3 days and three nights. What did he do in there?
Prayed,
very good. He prayed and prayed. The sea calmed down. Yes, because he was a problem, right? Very good. The end. So, boys and girls, the moral of the story is that you need to be obedient, okay? Not only to your parents, but also listen to Jesus. Sometimes through our conscience, he tells us things, and we need to listen, okay? So, yes, now I want you guys to close your eyes, fold your hands, because if you fold your hands, you're not touching anything but your two hands. And let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for this beautiful Sabbath day. We thank you for each boy and girl. I'm thankful that they know the story. And we ask that you continue blessing them and help them to learn more about you and to share it with their friends, next door neighbor. And we ask that you continue blessing this beautiful day. In your precious name we pray. Amen. All right, good boys and girls, walk quietly to your chairs. Thank you.